you can impress upon other people in a sales conversation what you want very clearly through your energy. The Thinking Yourself into Exponential Results series on the podcast comes to you every Saturday morning and takes what we discuss in the Morning Mindset Club, compiles it into one easy to access recording, and gives you some killer bonus content at the end that's not to be missed and only available here. So let's dive right in. Good morning, I'm Amira Alvarez, and thank you for joining me for the Morning Mindset Club. Okay, we are in the chapter on auto-suggestion, and in the second paragraph, Hill says, through the dominating thoughts, which one permits to remain in the conscious mind, whether these thoughts be negative or positive is immaterial. The principle of auto-suggestion voluntarily reaches the subconscious mind and influences it with these thoughts. Okay, so some good stuff here. Through the dominating thoughts, what are you thinking about most? What is dominating your thinking? Now, here's a place where you really don't want to have rose-colored glasses and be Pollyannish and have the can-do attitude and think you're doing great. Because chances are, if you're not getting the results that you want in your life, your thoughts are dominated by something other than what's conducive to creating the results that you want. And you got to get really honest with yourself about that and not stand on ceremony, not let it mean, like, not defend against that, because then you don't grow and become more. Then you can't change, okay? Then you can't see what needs to grow inside of you and be improved upon. So please, take that to heart. So what are the dominating thoughts of your mind? That would be an enormous thing, a great task for you to take on for the next, I don't know, week or so. Just think about all that you're thinking about throughout the day. Are you worried? Are you worried about making a sale? Are you worried about your cash flow? Are you worried about your kids? Are you worried about what's for dinner? Is there like an underlining sense of worry? Are you angry at people? Are you blaming people? Are you disappointed in people? Are you frustrated? Are you resentful? Are you imagining people letting you down? These are all negative things, I realize. I also want you to pay attention to the positive things that you're thinking about. But if you really want to shift, you have to recognize where you're going down a rabbit hole and you have dominating thoughts that are of a negative quality. So please take a look at that. Then next in the sentence, it says, through the dominating thoughts which one permits to remain in the conscious mind. So important. Hill italicizes the word permits, because that is such a critical piece. Most people are on, quite frankly, autopilot around this. And they are not consciously choosing the thoughts that are dominating their thinking. I know that that was me for many years. I had no conscious control over the thoughts that I was thinking on a regular basis. And I was permitting them into my consciousness, because it is me that is allowing it. Even if it's through ignorance that I don't know that I'm supposed to change them, or that I have the capacity to change them or how to change them, it is still me who is allowing them in. 100% personally responsible for your outcomes, for your results. You must understand that. And this is one of the things that I've been working on with my clients who do the immersion program with me. It's like, what was that exact thought that you were thinking right there? Let's stop. Let's pause right there. What was happening right there? Let's unpack that and transform it and highlight it so that you don't gloss over it, because so often you can't see it. You're in the forest for the trees. Okay. So what are you permitting to remain in your conscious mind? You have to highlight that. You have to unpack it. You have to see it for yourself. Okay, we'll finish up the rest of this in tomorrow's episode of the Morning Mindset Club. So a little bit of a cliffhanger there. We will talk about the rest of this section tomorrow. And CEO of the Unstoppable Woman, and thank you for joining me for the... Okay, we are talking about auto-suggestion, and I'm going to read yesterday's quote again and add to it with another sentence. Through the dominating thoughts which one permits to remain in the conscious mind, whether these thoughts be negative or positive is immaterial. Okay, so that's important. Let's pause right there. Whether these thoughts be negative or positive is immaterial. They are your dominating thoughts. They are there all the time, okay? The principle of auto-suggestion voluntarily reaches the subconscious mind and influences it with these thoughts. So it doesn't matter if they're positive or negative, it's still going to influence your subconscious mind, okay? It's not like only positive thoughts influence your subconscious mind or only negative thoughts influence your subconscious mind, okay? So that finishes out that section. Now adding to it, no thought, whether it be negative or positive, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion. So he's saying here, without the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion, you are suggesting it to yourself. Nothing can come inside of you except into your subconscious mind, except that which you allow, okay? Now you might be allowing it by default, by just being open to it, not consciously choosing one way or the other, but you are still allowing it in. It is still automatically being self-suggested, okay? Automatically happening. With the exception of thoughts picked up from the ether. So this is so juicy, guys. I want to play in the sandbox for a little while. So I'm going to read the whole sentence again so you can hear it together. No thought, whether it be negative or positive, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion, with the exception of thoughts picked up from the ether. Okay? So you could just read right over that sentence and like go, oh, I don't know what that means. I'm just going to keep going. But it's so juicy, guys. Okay, what are thoughts picked up from the ether? Now, I will admit the word ether makes me think about like magicians and like people who, you know, believe in turning, you know, wine into gold or whatever example is there. I don't have a better word for it. Maybe I do. So we live in a vibe is vibrating, okay? Every, and it's all moving. And it's moving through, I guess I don't have a better word for it, through the ether, through the energy that is, okay, through the unseen. It is all vibrating, okay? And someone else's thoughts can be picked up by you. And you can direct your thoughts and they can be picked up by someone else. This happens all the time, unconsciously, but you can also make it much more conscious. Now, for this to happen, you must be on the same vibrational frequency as the other person. There must be some sort of resonance there. But the masculine essence has the potentiality, the capacity to impress itself on others, to energize a thought outward in this world. That is very, very much the masculine essence that we have. And the feminine essence is receptive and open. Okay, men and women have both, okay? It's not just that men have masculine essence and women have feminine essence. We as humans have both, and we can direct our thinking outward and impress it on others and be receptive to it. I'm sure you've had the experience of saying, oh my God, I was just thinking that, right? That is being in resonance with someone else, and you pick up the thinking. Who thought it first? We'll never know, okay? So he's saying here, no thought, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid of auto-suggestion, except thoughts picked up from the ether. So thoughts picked up that are out there from other people, okay? We get this a lot of times in conversations, okay? And in some ways, you could say that this is part of your environment and therefore part of auto-suggestion as well. You could make an argument for that. I see that. Okay, but a really interesting place to look at this for yourself, and I'll wrap on this topic, is around sales. And for those of you who are coming to the Unstoppable Woman Summit that we do, we often teach on sales, and I plan to do that at the next summit because it's such a critical piece of receiving what you want in this world. Okay, let's pause there for just a moment. If you are listening to this mindset training to build your wealth consciousness and to bring in more riches into your world, sales are a critical piece of that. Whether you're selling yourself in an interview to an employer or a headhunter in a corporate work environment, or you're selling your script to the studio, or you're selling your services or product to a customer or client, sales is critical for achieving what you want. Now, what about the athlete? Well, you have to sell the team that you're the best fit for that position, okay? That's a sale too. Heck, everyone is always selling at some level. The baby who is screaming in the middle of the night, that baby is selling, telling you that it's more important to get out of bed and feed me and love me and clothe me and take care of my diaper than sleeping, okay? It sold you on that. Sales is how we convince, if you will, another person to give us what we desire. Now, it can be mutually beneficial, okay? A lot of you think sales is icky and bad and one person wins and another person loses, or it's taking money or taking something away from someone else. But in all of those examples, that is not the case. You can make it the case if that's how you want to live, but it doesn't need to be the case. The screenwriter who sells their script to the studio, both of those entities win, okay? It's an abundant universe. It's an expansive universe, and there was a sale there, okay? So why does this have anything to do with thoughts in the ether? Well, you can impress upon other people in a sales conversation what you want very clearly through your energy. Now, this is not, and you're thinking, this is not manipulation, because they need to be on the same vibration level in order to receive it. Okay, they have to be in resonance with it, okay? They have to want it also. If the person who doesn't want it, it will not enter in. It will not connect with them, okay? But the person with the most certainty wins, quote unquote. I'm not sure that I like that phrase entirely, but that's the way I learned it and that's the way I heard it. But basically, the woman or the man with the most certain thought, this is happening, or this isn't happening in a sale, wins. That baby wins, okay? That baby wins. That baby is gonna keep crying and is certain that it needs your help. It's not gonna stop crying until it gets you to do what you want it to do. It is certain. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I could go on for days about this because it's so interesting. And if you love this topic and if you wanna learn more about all of this, I encourage you to register for the Unstoppable Woman Summit. We'd love to have you there. This next sentence is a good one. Listen up. Stated differently, all sense impressions, which are perceived through the five senses, are either stopped by the conscious thinking mind and may be either passed on to the subconscious mind or rejected at will. The conscious faculty serves, therefore, as an outer guard to the approach of the subconscious. This is critical to understand. Your conscious mind has the ability to accept or reject any outside stimuli and any, quite frankly, inside stimuli, any inside thinking. The subconscious mind only has the ability to accept. It does not have the ability to reject, meaning it cannot say no to something that you direct towards it. It cannot say, oh, I don't like that. I don't think that's good. I don't think I want to create that. It has no ability to do that. It can only accept what you give it, which is very powerful. So you must use your conscious mind to filter, to decide what you are accepting into your life. You have the conscious ability to choose. Yet most people do not. They just go down a rabbit hole of thinking and they run off in directions that are not conducive to what they desire. So I'm calling you out here lovingly, lovingly, but this is the truth. You must learn how to consciously control your mind. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to learn how to do that? Because there's a methodology to that, and you need to learn how to do that. A quick heads up. If you're loving this material, you can access the full Success and Wealth Consciousness program we have to help you achieve your big financial goals and life dreams for free at theunstoppablewoman.com/mindsetclub. You will have access to daily trainings and mindset practices to help you stay focused, clear, and in action. So go get it at theunstoppablewoman.com/mindsetclub. On the chapter of auto-suggestion, I am going deep into this chapter because it's so important, guys. It's so critical. So this may sound repetitive, like you said that already. Why are you saying that again? Because you need to hear it again. Hey, guess what? I am engaged in auto-suggestion with you, okay? Automatic suggestion. You are allowing this into your brain. And that is a good thing because you must understand this and you cannot hear it too many times. And every time you hear it, you will hear it from a new level of awareness and take something new away from it. Repetition is the mother skill. It is the foundational skill that builds on everything else. If you listen to something over and over again, if you engage in an idea over and over and over again, you will understand it at a massively different level and therefore be able to work with it at a massively higher level. So hearing things once, doing things once is not the means to excellence and mastery and greatness, okay? Repetition is the mother skill. Okay, so Hill goes on here to say, nature has so built man that he has absolute control over the material which reaches his subconscious mind through his five senses. Although this is not meant to be construed as a statement that man always exercises this control. In the great majority of instances, he does not exercise it, which explains why so many people go through life in poverty. Boom, mic drop, okay? In the great majority of instances, he does not, he's talking about us guys, does not exercise it. That control, okay, that decision-making factor, that conscious control, that power to choose, in the great majority of instances, he does not exercise it, which explains why so many people go through life in poverty. This is a huge clue. What are you allowing yourself to think? Think about that. If you've been following this several episodes ago, I asked you to track your thinking throughout the day. Heck, just do it for 15 minutes, half an hour. Do it for an hour. You will see the extent to which your thinking is not leading you to what you desire. There are these little thoughts that come up. Think about the thoughts. I know that sounds funny. Think, though. You have that thought. Think, is that leading me to what I want or what I don't want? Now, you might start arguing in your head, yes, but, whoa. Hold it right there. It's very clear cut. This is one of the binary things in life. It's a yes or a no. Is that thought, I don't care if it's justified, is that thought leading you to what you desire? Is it going to give you what you desire? If it's a complaint, if it's a he did this to me, she did that, if it's any of those kind of down the rabbit hole resentments, complainings, again, I just made up that word, arguments in your head, it is not leading you towards what you want. It is entertaining you in the fashion that you are accustomed to. And you must change your thinking. Hill says, you were instructed in the last of the six steps described in the chapter on desire to read aloud twice daily the written statement of your desire for money and to see and feel yourself already in possession of the money. By following these instructions, you communicate the object of your desire directly to your subconscious mind in a spirit of absolute faith. Through repetition of this procedure, you voluntarily create thought habits which are favorable to your efforts to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent. So, he's saying here, he's reminding you that one of the six steps was to read aloud twice daily the written statement of your desire for money and to see and feel yourself already in possession of it. So most people, well, let me ask you this. How many of you are doing this? Are you doing this every day? Are you doing this twice daily? If you are not, just recognize that. I found this one of the hardest things to get into the habit of doing. The subconscious mind has an insidious way of distracting you from the thing that's going to help you get what you consciously want, but is a change from what you've experienced up until now. And it will do this in very insidious ways, and it's insidious because it's in ways that you agree with, not that you disagree with. So for me, I would say like, this is too simplistic. This is too basic. I need it to be more complicated. I need it to be more elaborate. And then I would not do it. I would somehow get distracted by it. I would also do things like, am I doing it right? Do I have the right words? Are the words correct? And then I would drop it for some reason, right? That would be enough to distract me and pull me off course. Or I'll do this instead, or I'm not in the mood. Oh, that was a big one for me. I'm not in the mood. I'm too tired. Or another one was out of sight, out of mind. I conveniently didn't leave my gold card in a visible place. Isn't that interesting? Okay. So you want to do this anyway, whether you are in the mood for it, have the energy for it, feel like doing it. You want to see the ways that you are pulling yourself off course from doing it. If you're not doing it, your subconscious mind is pulling you off course for doing it, because if you are in this program and you've been listening to it, you will the teachings in it, you believe the teachings in it. If you don't believe the teachings in it, I can't help you. Okay? But if you're like, yes, this makes sense, auto-suggestion makes sense, then you must do this, and you must be aware of anything that's pulling you away from doing it and call yourself out for that. Hill goes on to say, do not become discouraged if you cannot control and direct your emotions the first time you try to do so. Remember, there is no such possibility as something for nothing. Ability to reach and influence your subconscious mind has its price, and you must pay the price. You cannot cheat, even if you desire to do so. The price of ability to influence your subconscious mind is everlasting persistence in applying the principles described here. You cannot develop the desired ability for a lower price. You, and you alone, must decide whether or not the reward for which you are striving, the money consciousness, is worth the price you must pay for it in effort. Okay, so let's break this down. Do not become discouraged. Okay, when you are discouraged around not being able to execute on whether it's repeating the the desired outcome you want, or repeating it with the emotion and faith in the outcome. You might be challenged by having the emotion and the faith. You might be challenged by visualizing and seeing it. And you might just be challenged by being in the process of repeating it to yourself. You need to do all three things there. You need to repeat it, you need to see it, and you need to feel it. And you might be discouraged around any one of those three things. And this might be especially true if you tend to be someone who's very talented and capable in other areas. You might get things easily in other areas. Say you're great at sports, or you're great at art, or you're great at music, or you're great at project management, or you're great at people management, right? You have some excellent skill set in one area, but when you try and do this, you are not masterful at it yet. You're like a toddler learning to walk. You're going to want to have a growth mindset here rather than a fixed mindset. And this is a big deal. For those of you who are capable in certain areas and you feel like, you know, I'm a capable person, and then you go and try something and it's challenging for you, do not just drop it because it's challenging for you. That's having a fixed mindset. You want to have a growth mindset around here and stay in the curiosity around it. Stay in the exploration around it. Stay in the persistence of it. Okay, that is the price you need to pay to call in and create what you desire. Now, most people aren't willing to do this. Most people are waiting for the results to appear before they decide to master the process. But that's backwards, and you know that. You know that if you want to be a great basketball player, you have to practice. If you want to be a great lawyer, you must practice. You must go for it. Get that experience. If you want to be a master manifester, you must practice. It doesn't happen by magic. It happens through action. Good morning. I'm Amira Alvarez, and thank you for joining me for the Morning Mindset Club. Let's dive right in. Hill says, wisdom and cleverness alone will not attract and retain money, except in a few rare instances where the law of averages favors the attraction of money through these sources. The method of attracting money described here does not depend upon the law of averages. Moreover, the method plays no favorites. It will work for one person as effectively as it will work for another. Where failure is experienced, it is the individual, not the method, which has failed. If you try and fail, make another effort and still another until you succeed. So wisdom and cleverness are not alone what's going to bring you money. So we're not saying here that it's not helpful. It's just not enough on its own, alone. So don't reject being wise. Don't reject being clever. But know that this is not alone the key. You have seen many very bright, wise people who are well educated not have the financial abundance that they desire. Now, some may not desire it. So that may be a perfectly fine experience for them. But some of those wise and clever people, yourself perhaps included, actually desire more financially. So you must realize that being a smarty pants, being someone who has been admired for their intellectual prowess, has been given accolades for this, has succeeded in that part of life, right? Played by the rules, got the A's, got the pats on the back, was the maybe teacher's pet, if you will, or even if you weren't the teacher's pet, you did well intellectually, or you see yourself as an intellect. Know that this alone is not going to provide you all the riches you desire. Now, it doesn't hurt, but it's not the key alone. So then Hill goes on here to say the method plays no favorites. Isn't that interesting? If you apply the method and you do it consistently, you will have success. It does not have favorites. It's not going to say that you who were born in these circumstances will have an easier time, or you who are more well-educated will have an easier time, or you who was given this privilege will have an easier time. Yes, I get that there are systemic advantages in this society, but you will also see that there are many people with systemic advantages that don't excel beyond the medium in their class, if you will. So if you want to excel beyond what you were born into, if you want to excel beyond your particular circumstances, you must apply this method. It does not have favorites. It will work for one person as effectively as it will work for another. Where failure is experienced, it is the individual, not the method. So you have to ask yourself, if you're not getting the results that you want, have you done your best? Are you consistently applying the method? Have you spaced out here and there? Have you rejected it in some fashion? What level of truth are you willing to accept about yourself in regards to how well you have applied this? Every time I go to the next level, I recognize places where I need to better my best with regards to how I'm applying this method. And when I do, I get the results. Persistence is key. That self-reflection is key. That level of honesty and truth is key. So today, I want you to ask yourself, how might you apply this method at a higher level? Okay, with that, I'm Amira Alvarez. Be unstoppable and slay the day. Okay, for the bonus content for this episode, I want to go back to something I said about the thoughts in the ether and their relationship to sales. So when you are in a sales conversation, you are fundamentally listening for what the other person wants and what their problem is that they need help solving, and whether you, with your product or service, can help them solve their problem so that they can have what they want. That is a high integrity sales conversation right there. Now, you may know that you can help someone solve their problem with your product or service, and get them, help them have what they want. But if they don't know, or they don't believe you or have confidence in you, they won't buy from you. Now, why would they not know if you've laid everything out clearly for them? Why wouldn't they believe you if you're selling a good product or service, which I'm going to assume that you are? Yet this happens all the time for people. There's a lot more to this, but I'm going to simplify the explanation for our discussion here. Here's what happens. If you have a double bind, this is when you have an internal conflict with what you are doing, and it gets communicated non-verbally and is impressed upon the other person through your energy, through your impression of that thought. So that double bind is two thoughts, a conscious thought, I want to make the sale, a subconscious thought that says it's wrong or bad for some reason. And when you have that disconnect, that double bind, That is what's going to get communicated non-verbally, energetically to the other person. It's a double-bind thought, and it is what is going to kill the sale. And it gets impressed through the ether, if you will, to the other person. And it is a subconscious thought that you have that is being impressed upon the other person, and they pick up on this. You are unconsciously doing it, but it is happening nonetheless. Now let's reverse this. Let's say that you have no double bind, that you are 100% absolutely clear and confident in your ability to solve the person's problem with your product or service and thus help them get what they want. You're not worried about letting them down or your ability to deliver. You're not worried about the price that you're charging. You're not worried about growing your business or taking on more business. You are absolutely clear and confident. Now that clarity and confidence is what's being communicated or impressed to the other person. And the other person then becomes more certain, more clear, and more confident in their decision to buy from you. You have impressed that upon them. Because most people are scared of making a mistake when they buy something. They're scared of wasting money, losing money, that it's going to run out. And they want to have a high level of certainty, clarity, and confidence when it comes to purchasing. And if you can impress that upon them, you will raise the likelihood and make it almost impossible for them to say no, because they will be so clear, so confident, and want to buy from you. It will make the sale that much more easy. And this is absolutely essential to learn in sales. And I invite you to do more on that. Okay, I'm Amira Alvarez, and thank you so much for joining me for the Morning Mindset Club and this episode of the podcast. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us and for being part of the Unstoppable Woman Movement. This special series is a part of our Morning Mindset Club and comes to you here on the podcast every Saturday morning. If you'd like to join the Morning Mindset Club at no charge, you won't have to wait a whole week and can listen to this series in short daily snippets every morning. Plus, you'll get a quick implementation practice and mastery check-in to go along with it. You can find the Morning Mindset Club info in the show notes below, or just head over to theunstoppablewoman.com/mindsetclub. And as always, please share this podcast with two or three women who are ready for exponential growth and exponential wealth. And if you're game, we always appreciate a review on iTunes. That really helps us reach and elevate more women. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.